Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We have Steve on the line with our guest today, Michael Wilkerson, former Fed. In fact, do you want to give out your email address in case people want to contact you?
Yes, ma'am. It's formerfed61@AOL. That's formerfed61@AOL. I'll be happy to respond to any emails. That would be fine.
That's very kind of you. That's very kind of you.
Formerfed61@AOL, yeah.
Okay, that's very kind of you to do that. I'm sure that'll help a lot of people. And he does charge for his services. I don't know if he's going to charge.
Look, on the initial email, I'd be happy to give free advice unless it's so complicated that I need to start actually doing work on it. Feel free to email me and tell me what your situation is.
Thank you very much for that. All right, let me ask Trevor, our producer there. Trevor, do we have Kent Hovind on the line yet? We do. We have Kent Hovind on the line. Okay. Then I need to go, and I need to go to Kent Hovind then, because we've only got him for a little while. So I'm going to let you go, Michael. Thank you so much for being there and being there for our Power Hour listeners, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Joyce. It's been an honor. I'm going to the Power Hour Mall to buy something that I need.
Thank you so much. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, formerfed61@AOL.com. Now, I'm not promoting him. I'm simply saying he was someone willing to come on the air, talk to us about the issues with the IRS. So you take that as it is. That's not a saying that he is the person to talk to or anybody else is. I don't know, because I don't understand the IRS. And there's 175,000 pages of the Code of Federal Regulations. I want to go now to Kent Hovind, who is serving in prison as a result of an IRS issue. And he is coming up for trial in 1 week. Rudy Davis, who has been the absolute best friend in his life, I'm sure, coming up behind him and supporting him, has recommended that we have him on today to see what we can do. FreeKentHovind.com. Kent, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you, Pam. It's an honor to be with you.
Okay, bring us up to speed. Now, we just had a former IRS agent on the line talking to us about, you know, the system is the system, and we got to play it as best we can. You got in trouble with that system, and you're paying now dearly. Bring us up to speed for people who may not know who you are, what your background is, please.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I taught high school science and math for 15 years. I moved to Pensacola, Florida in 1989 and began a ministry called Creation Science Evangelism, traveling the world defending the Bible as being scientifically accurate as it's written. The earth is only 6,000 years old. Dinosaurs lived with me, and they called them dragons. And the Bible is exactly correct in everything that it talks about. So I traveled and spoke about 900 times a year, did 100 debates against atheists and evolutionists, and typical way to shut up someone you don't like what they're saying, because mine is very contrary to the public school textbooks about evolution, and you came from a rock, 4.6 billion years ago. They always sick the IRS. So that's how they did with Al Capone. They couldn't get him any other way, so they sent the IRS after him, because they can pretty much get anybody for something, So we did everything exactly right according to the law that we know of. I still believe that today. They couldn't find anything on personal taxes, so they came after my wife and I for structuring, which I had never heard of. They said you took money out of the bank to pay ministry bills, but the amounts were less than $10,000. Oh, okay. Well, that's not only a crime, because you're avoiding the drug structuring laws. Of course, I've never taken drugs in my life, except an aspirin about 6 months ago. I took one. they said you're avoiding the reporting requirement of the bank. Well, that's a requirement the bank has, not me. So anyway, they said not only did you structure these funds over these many years, and they added it up to $400-some thousand that was used for ministry purposes, buying houses and remodeling stuff, and for over years in a ministry with 40 people on staff. And so we were, I thought, doing everything exactly correct. I still think we were doing everything exactly correct. They said not only do you have to go to prison for 10 years for structuring your funds, which I've now served that whole time,
Okay, we got to go to this break. We got to go to this break.
Okay.
He served 10 years for structuring. We're going to find out why he's still there then after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Kent Hovind. This is Joyce Riley.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you very much for caring about your world, caring about people like Kent Hovind. You know, Josh, who we played the videos before that Kent Hovind did. We've had him on the show prior to his incarceration. And what a man. All I can say is he walks the walk and he stands tall, ladies and gentlemen. He is in prison. He served a 10-year prison. And so the question, Kent, is if you served a 10-year prison for structuring, why are you not out of prison?
A great question. I should have been home a year and 3 months ago to the halfway house, three blocks from my house, and then I should have been home last February, but they brought new charges. What happened? They said, not only did you structure these funds, you now owe that money to the government. Now, what they do in a drug case, if someone is involved in a drug dealer, they're dealing with a lot of cash, they will not only get the drug dealer and put him in prison, they seize the cash that he was using. So they used a drug law to seize ministry money, our church ministry, Creation Science Evangelism, and they said that $400,000 that was supposedly structured, taken out of your bank, perfectly legitimate, no crime involved anywhere, no drugs involved. By the way, they've done that to about 150 more people last year. Small businesses were dealing and were withdrawing their own money out of their own bank, and they went and seized all their money. It's all over the news now. Just look up structuring. This is one of the dumbest laws Congress ever passed, in my humble, totally unbiased opinion. Absolutely stupid to pet. It's your money.
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
And not only is it a dumb law, the way it was enforced in my case is really dumb, but they said you owe $430,000 now. Of course, then they began checking around. The U.S. attorney on my case went down and seized the church bank account, and then a few weeks later flew to Detroit to have sex with a five-year-old. I got off the airplane with Vaseline and a doll, found out it's a sting operation, and he got arrested and put in prison and hung himself in prison.
Wow.
You can Google John David Roy Atchison. He's the one who came after me back in 2006. He hung himself October 5th, 2007. That was the U.S. attorney that helped put me in jail and seized the church bank account. So they said they found out I don't own anything. I live in a church parsonage. I drive a church van. I don't own a thing. And so they said that we want to seize the church property for Kent's personal structured funds under drug laws. It's stupid at many levels, but that's what they did. Church trustees said, excuse me, you can't seize that. That's not his property. That's the church property. What are you doing? No, you can't seize that. And they put in a motion saying, we want a trial or a hearing on this. The jury never found that. So with no hearing, no trial, nothing, the judge simply made a decision, yes, you may seize the church property. So they seized the bank account and changed the names on the church several properties that the ministry owned to say U.S. government. And so the trustees are busy fighting this, saying, excuse me, you can't do that. And it's been in the courts for years. And so I'm up in Berlin, New Hampshire, serving my prison term. And my cellie pointed out some legal things I could do. He says, well, Kent, you need to file a Bivens suit, which I had no clue what that was. And he said, you can file a Liz Pendens, which says, hey, litigation is pending. Don't sell that property, or at least let the buyer beware that if he buys it, he may lose it because litigation is still pending. So in about May of 2013, I filed a Liz Pendens. Simply said, hey, litigation is pending. A document that's less than one page that says, you know, you might want to be aware that there's litigation on this property. Then last summer, July of 2014, they filed a new charge and said, that's mail fraud, using the mail system to mail a Liz Pendens in, and you can serve up to 20 years in prison for mail fraud. For mailing a Liz Pendens is the charge. That's what I face coming up this Monday.
Okay, so the Liz Pendens charge is what you face this coming Monday. What are they going to do? What is going to take place? Or do you have an attorney who's going to represent you, or are you representing yourself?
Well, I do have an attorney, Paul Hansen, the trustee of the ministry, is with me. As a matter of fact, he's in my same cell here. Great guy, loves the Lord, just fabulous man. Couldn't have a better guy on this case. He does not have an attorney representing him. He has what's called the Sixth Amendment counsel. The Sixth Amendment says you have a right to have counsel on advice, not represent me. I am me. How do I represent myself? I don't never have understood that, but. So Paul will not have, he will have an attorney with him for questions, but basically the attorneys, most people don't realize when you go to court, you have three enemies. You have the prosecution, you have the judge, and you have your own attorney. All of them want to put you in jail because it's a money-making racket. It's a giant prison industry that is a big meat grinder. So, yeah, it's sad, but they say that if you get an attorney, you're almost certainly going to prison. It's weird.
Interesting.
The way it works.
Yeah.
Any books written.
Okay, what can we do to support you? What is going to be done on Monday, or what is your case going to consist of? Your defense of your case going to consist of on Monday, or do you want to say?
Well, there's many things that are involved in the case. Ernie Land is the guy handling all. Anybody wants to donate to the legal cause. Ernie Land is at Doc Fogg, DOCFOG. I don't know how he got that name, a document in the fog, at earthlink.net.
Okay.
So you can say, Ernie, I want to help. We've already got some motions filed that might make him drop the whole case. They really should. I mean, this is making the government look extremely stupid, I think, for doing this, for even bringing this charge.
Right.
Excuse me, you're going to give a guy 20 years in prison for mailing a letter. Where have we all gone crazy? Is this insane or what? There's plenty of case law that says that there's absolutely no crime involved here. They did it purely to hassle me. See, also in May of 2013, I not only filed a Liz Pendens, I filed a complaint against the judge and a complaint against the U.S. attorney. And all those complaints are up on freekenthovind.com, K-E-N-T-H-O-V-I-N-D. It's a Norwegian.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
And I can call back if you'd like me to.
Yes, please. Okay, go ahead.
KentHovind.com. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff on freekenthovind.com.
Okay, kenthovind.com. K-E-N-T-H-O-V-I-N-D. freekenthovind.com. H-O-V-I-N-D.com. Go ahead and call back. Trevor, be waiting for his call if you don't mind the way you did before. Thank you so much for doing that. And we'll have Kent Hovind back on to continue this discussion, if you will, please. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, sounds great. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much, Kent. DocFog@earthlink.net if you'd like to help with the legal bills, because they've got to have ways of getting money for stamps, for letters, for legal issues. They need the money, ladies and gentlemen. DocFog@earthlink.net. DocFog, D-O-C-F-O-G. @earthlink.net. You know, it seems like we're always asking for support monies, and you know why? Because they need support monies. Because when people are put in prison for things they didn't do or for crimes that have been trumped up, then somebody's got to come to their aid. And I know that each and every one of you, if it was you, you would want somebody to come to your aid. Or if it was me, I would want somebody to come to my aid. We must be there for others if we expect others to be there for us. I want to repeat that. We must be there for others if we want others to be there for us. You know, if you want to turn tail and run and cower and tell yourself, oh, I just don't want my, I don't want to be known. I don't want to be out there. And you want to be a coward, that's your choice. But you will be part of the problem. Either you are part of the problem or the solution. And I say it that we need to be there for people like Kent Hovind. I guarantee you he would be there for you. Kent, you're back with us, are you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead with your story. So what is going to happen in trial this next week? They are going to try and keep you in prison for the Liz Pendens issue?
That's it. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. There are two charges. One is filing the Liz Pendens, and two is conspiring to file the Liz Pendens with Paul Hansen.
Wow.
Which, of course, no such thing. And each of them carries 20 years. So there's a total of 40 years possible prison, up to 20 years. The jury doesn't, most juries don't realize that the once they give the judge the club to beat you with, then they go home. Yeah, I'm embarrassed. I've been a Christian 46 years, and I'm embarrassed that it took me coming to prison to find out that God's law never authorizes prisons or jails. Under God's law, you get a fine or a beating or executed. And it's only the heathen that had jails, the Romans, the Egyptians, you know, they had jails. But in God's law, you beat them and you go home, or you fine them and go home, or you kill them. And, you know, if a, right now, if a guy gets life sentence, that's really a death sentence. I mean, hello, it's a death. You die slowly. What's the wife and kids supposed to do now? You know, this is absolute cruel and unusual punishment. So I'm going to lobby the rest of my life on scriptural basis, shut down the whole jail system, give them a beating, and go home. I've asked hundreds of men in here, and I hold Bible studies, and have a great Bible studies going in here. I said, if you were offered 5 years in prison or 20 lashes, which would you take? They all say 20 lashes. Which would be cheaper for society? 20 lashes. Which would be a better deterrent not to do it again? 20 lashes. It's just that God's law is perfect, Psalm 19. God says for certain crimes you get a beating, and it has to happen in front of the judge. Mm. Today the judge gives out a number. The judge says, oh, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It's just a number to them. And then they don't see what happens. They don't see the kids crying. I've got an 8-year-old grandson I have never held in freedom. Never got to rock him to sleep, ever.
Mm.
He's 8 years old.
Oh, my God.
I got $5,000. Is it all live next door to me? My wife and I've been married 42 years, got 3 kids all married, and we have a wonderful Christian family. I mean, this is just awful what they've done. Stalin and the KGB in Russia has long said, you show us the man, we'll find a crime. They can lock up anybody, and everybody knows it. The IRS code is so bewildering, and there's nobody on planet Earth that understands it.
That's right. That's right. We've got to go to a four-minute break. We'll be back with Kent Hovind after this four-minute break. I cannot take phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, because he cannot be on a conference line. So just understand that's why I'm not taking phone calls. We'll be back with Kent Hovind after this four-minute break. Email me if you have questions you would like asked to him.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle Tooth soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Tooth products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Tooth skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Tooth moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Tooth products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and caring about other people's world. And with Kent Hovind, whose world is prison now, we want to know what we can do to support him and help him. And I think all of us wish we had a friend similar to Rudy Davis, who has been there for Kent Hovind. You know, every time I talk to Rudy, I think this man is just absolutely amazing. He's taken off, as I understand, 3 months from his job to help support you because he believes so much in what you're doing. Am I correct on that, Kent?
That is correct. He has a YouTube channel called The Lone Star. He's in Texas. You got to get that in. Lone Star 1776. And I call in twice a day and answer Bible questions, and we post all kinds of stuff about my case. We decided early when they came after to indict me, I said, God, give me wisdom. And I was reading the book of Joshua and Judges, and in that section, and so Gideon, all he had was 300 men, but he shined the light and made a lot of noise, and it caused the enemy to fight each other. The enemy that's come against me is way too powerful for anyone to beat. So I just said, Lord, all I can do is shine the light and make noise, and I want you to get them fighting each other. I want the IRS and the Justice Department and the judge and the U.S. attorneys, let them fight it out with each other. Leave me alone. I just want to go back to preaching and go home and be grandpa.
Yeah.
And so I was traveling all over the world preaching, so that's all I ask people to do is get with Rudy's channel and make it go viral. The thing that evil people all through history have feared the most is exposure. John 3:19-20 in the Bible, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. What happened in my case is evil. At my sentencing 10 years ago, the judge said, Kent, your crime is worse than rape. My crime? Taking money out of the bank and paying bills. And then that sentence was removed from the transcript. We paid $4,600 to get that transcript of that trial. Usually it takes about 2 months to get a trial transcript. It took 16 months to get my transcript, and someone altered the transcript and took that out, and who knows what else. So we filed a complaint saying, look, someone changed this transcript. 8 people filled out affidavits and said, look, we heard her say the crime is worse than rape. Why isn't that in the transcript? I mean, that's impeachable offense. That's Congress's job, not my job. Congress judges, but Congress isn't doing their job. They very rarely impeach judges. So judges know, hey, we're kind of God in this courtroom. We can do what we want, and nobody's going to call us into question. So people need to say, Congress, do your job. Check this out. What happened? That's all up on Rudy's channel and on freekenthoven.com and drdino.com was my website with my dinosaur creation videos on creation and evolution. If people want to get those, my son took over the ministry doing a great job. Creationtoday.org. If people want to get a hold of him, he's a fabulous speaker on creation. And our DVDs, we have seen just probably several million people get saved, come to the Lord, watching those simple DVDs on the dinosaurs and the Bible. Amazing
wow.
The way God's blessed that.
You know,
I've been in prison. God's really... Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering, though, how many Christian pastors have come to your aid? How many Christian churches have come to your aid?
In my 102 months of being incarcerated, I've had about 5 pastors visit me, and probably 20 or 30 write me and say they support. Many are doing it. They just don't have time to come or write or whatever. But the silence has been pretty deafening. I don't know what it said.
Well, how did you meet up with Rudy? I mean, how did this come to your path that the Lord made this possible for you to have this amazing person on the outside to support you?
Well, I read Jeremiah 38. He's down in the bottom of a well, totally helpless. He's down stuck in the mud. And God put it in the heart of Ebed-Melech to, let's go pull that guy out of that well. And so Ebed-Melech got 30 helpers and said, let's go pull Jeremiah out. He's a preacher. He's God's man. But he's stuck right now. And so I don't know how Rudy heard about me, but Rudy came to me and said, I want to help. What do I do? And he's just really been a blessing. So he and a host of others are trying to pull me out of this pit because I'm sure stuck in one. So his Lone Star 1776 channel is just a blessing. If people have Bible questions or questions about the case, they...
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
This really, really opens up a giant question that has got to be answered. Does a federal judge decide what is and is not a church? because when the church trustee said, look, you can't seize that property, that's ours, that's not Kent's, she decided, no, I'm saying everything there belongs to Kent and government, you can go seize it. And that's what happened.
You know, we've got to go to a three-minute break. What I would like for you to talk about next is, what are the issues in this case? Really, what is at stake here? And this affects all of us. It's not just you, and that's why people need to be involved in your case. So after this three-minute break, we'll be back with Kent Hovind. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour. Go to FreeKentHovind, HOVIND.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Let me remind you, we need your support at the Power Mall. We want to continue to help people and do things for people, not just tell you stories of what's going wrong in the world, but to help people come to their aid. And please support the Power Mall. That's the only way we have of doing that. And we've got a special for you this week. For those of you who purchase $100 or more, you're going to get a beautiful female scarf. A scarf for a woman, it is absolutely beautiful. You can ask the people out in the Power Mall about it. And we were able to get these scarves, and I want to give one to anyone who purchases $100 or more from the Power Mall. And you can purchase them for $20 if you would like, or you can get one free if you purchase $100 or more. And there's pictures on the website of the scarves with the models at the Power Mall. And I want you to check it out. I don't think you can tell how beautiful they are from the pictures, but they are absolutely gorgeous. Just ask any of the people that answer the phone out there. We've got a number of things on special. The seeds, of course. Topperson, that is a pain reliever and homeopathic pain reliever. The Sun Air Purifier. Of course, garden seeds. And the spices are on sale now. All of the spices, because we're going to be talking about spices, God's medicine on Friday. God's medicine on Friday with Dr. Agarwal. Who is an MD Anderson microbiologist and knows that curcumin, for instance, treats cancer better than chemotherapy. We're joined right now with Ken Hovind until we're going to have him as long as we can keep him on the phone this morning until the top of the hour, hopefully. Ken Hovind, I got an email from William Raymond, the church at Salem, thechurchatsalem.info. He says that he suspects that the giant ball that ran over Kent was the one he himself began rolling years ago when he decided to incorporate Christ, his ministry, under the beast state. He says, very sad indeed. I do sincerely feel badly for him. He said, I would be happy to speak with him if he wishes. Thechurchofsalem.info. What about incorporating the church? How does that enter into your situation?
Our ministry has never been incorporated. We are not incorporated, so that is not correct. We did not start the ball rolling. It was very interesting at trial how that the U.S. attorney tried to trap me with a couple of key words. He's right that there is a giant ball here that somebody got rolling, but I did not start it. Our ministry was never incorporated. That's
really? I'm so glad. I'm so glad you cleared that up.
Yeah. The U.S. attorney asked me, Kent, where is your residence? I have learned the hard way that that is a trick word. There are different ways that they try to trap you. It all goes into jurisdiction. If a Mexican cop comes across the border into Texas and stops someone for speeding, your first question is not, how fast was I going? Your question is, excuse me, where's your jurisdiction? Mm-hmm. The referees in a basketball game, they have authority in that basketball game only within certain boundaries, the court, only over certain people, the players, and only during certain times, game time. If I, not a player, am walking across the bleachers carrying a basketball, they cannot call me for traveling. I'm not under their jurisdiction. So one of the main issues in this whole case is exactly who has jurisdiction over what. And most people think they are under federal jurisdiction because they live in the United States. There have been many, many traps, and I'm sure no expert on that. Paul Hansen, my co-defendant is. You might want to go to pauljhansen.com, H-A-N-S-E-N, I think is his website. But they are trying desperately to get jurisdiction over the church. Lyndon Johnson, back in the 60s, he was senator from Texas in the 50s.
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Churches in Texas were blasting him, saying he's a whoremonger and an adulterer, et cetera, and he was. And he decided we have to shut the churches up. How do we do this? So he pushed for legislation called Internal Revenue Code 501c3, which says if you become 501c3 incorporated, you are tax exempt, but you cannot get involved in politics and you cannot talk about certain things. It was hush money is all it was. And there's a book by that name. I think even the website, hushmoney.com or .org. But anyway, so no, our church has not ever done that. I understand his concern, but it's misplaced. There's no problem there. Really, a lot of questions come up. Exactly who does the IRS or the U.S. government, for that matter, have jurisdiction over? And during what game time and inside what boundaries? Does the U.S. government, does a federal judge, for instance, have authority to decide what is and is not a church? Does a federal judge, does an IRS agent have the authority to decide what is and is not a church? Who makes this decision? And exactly who is this IRS? Who are these people? Where do they come from?
Okay, before we go too far down the pike, though, what is the answer to where is your residence? What would the appropriate answer be on that question?
Well, I said, ma'am, I've learned, I think that's the woman attorney. I said, that's a trap word. I don't think I have a residence. Please explain what you mean by residence. And she went on to a new question. That hook didn't catch me.
And what is the hook?
Landmine.
Okay, what is the hook or what does that mean? What does that do?
It's a legal term. If you admit that you are a, for instance, they will ask you, are you a U.S. citizen? Well, what does that mean? Most people think, well, of course I am. You better really check that out. Are you, what you're claiming is you live in Washington, D.C., or you live on a federal military base, or in a post office, or on some government-owned land. See, the term United States has many different meanings. There's a geographical United States, and you say, of course I live in the United States. But they will take that to mean you live in on a federal territory, and therefore you are subject to federal laws. See, I can make rules for my property, but I cannot go to my neighbor's property and cut down his tree without his permission. That's his tree. It's his property. So the whole thing goes to jurisdiction. And that's one of the things we're challenging in this case, that they really don't want this cat out of the bag. But they don't have jurisdiction over some things, and they want you to think they do.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they can get you to say you have a residence, or yes, I'm a U.S. citizen, or I have a Social Security number, those are different hooks that catch you, and all of a sudden you're in their system. They will never explain to you why or how it happened, but all of a sudden you just look around saying, "Whoa, I've been snagged. I'm in the I've been caught.
What is the correct answer for what is your residence?
I simply said, ma'am, I don't think I have a residence. My wife and I live in a house. And she said, when I said, I don't have a residence, she said, well, where do you sleep with your wife? I said, I've been locked up 8.5 years, thanks to you folks. I haven't slept for a long time, so send me home.
Wow.
And I'll be glad. It's none of your business where I sleep. I've been married 42.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
You can read the transcript, though. It was hilarious that she was wanting so hard to get me, where is your, and they start off real sweet and kind and smiling, you know, and what's your name, how old are you, where's your residence, you know, they sandwich the hook in under the worm, you know, to, hopefully you won't see it, but this is something that I am certain not an expert on.
This call is from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
I've gone to 2 months in prison. I've learned enough to be very careful how you answer these folks' questions because
I bet
they can grasp.
Okay, what can, I'm afraid we're going to get cut off here, but what can we do to support you now? You said we could donate at docfog@earthlink.net, docfog@earthlink.net. What else can be done at this point? Do you want people at the trial on Monday?
Well, today, a lot of people are fasting and praying for this. There are motions in right now that they could simply drop this all and we go home, which they should. You're supposed to have a speedy trial. I was arrested in August, and the trial was set for September. Then they moved it to October, then November, then December, then January, then February, and we finally had the trial in February. And it was a hung jury on all but one count. And so now they're going to retry the same issues again. So it's a speedy trial. Next week it'll be 12 months exactly I've been in county jails. This is the pits. I was supposed to be home.
Mm.
So I definitely want folks to pray. I want God to get the glory. And win or lose, I want the gospel to go out. I may be just a little prejudiced on this topic, but I think my DVDs on creation and my books on creation are incredible, at soul-winning tools. So if people can get them and spread them, I let people copy them freely. Just don't sell them. My videos on creation, they're on creationtoday.org, my son's website, or drdino.com, D-R-D-I-N-O. I want God to get the glory from all of this. I'm his child. I've been his child for 46 years, and half the Bible's written from prison or captivity or by people who experienced one of those. So this is kind of standard Christianity 101. If you haven't been to jail, what are you doing wrong? You know, it's kind of the question. The issues in this case is, where exactly is the federal government's jurisdiction? I think our founding fathers wanted, they were scared stiff of federal government. They said, we got to keep this thing in a box. So the Constitution limits the government to certain things, and they have gotten out of the box. Secondly, people need to really be blasting Congress to get rid of this stupid structure and law, and not only get rid of the law, but make it retroactive. And say anybody who's ever been arrested for structuring, any funds ever seized for structuring, needs to be returned. Our federal government needs to get out of a lot of things that they're involved in. They have no business being involved in a drug war.
Yeah, and can't you know that that would be too much like right, though. You know. know that would be the correct thing to do. And the goal now is to control people more and more. And that's why it was somewhat of a celebration in your last trial. I believe it was, what, 2 months ago? You prevailed during that time, didn't you? Tell the listeners how the Lord prevailed in that.
Almost. It was a hung jury, which means they wouldn't both be guilty. So that's great. I would have been better had they all agreed not guilty. Mm-hmm. Technically, when you walk into court, you are not guilty, and the government has to prove their case. But in reality, you walk into that federal courthouse, and the jurors are, oh, wow, they must have done something wrong, or they wouldn't be here. You know, anybody that can should get on any jury they can, and they should learn about jury nullification. If you think the law is stupid, you as a juror can listen to the evidence and say, yep, no question, he broke that law. But I don't like the law, so I'm voting not guilty. One jury can overturn the law, not only save the person from going to prison. So every Christian, anybody that loves America, who loves their country, should quietly sit there, get on the jury if you can, you know, and just nod your head and smile. And at the end, no matter what happens, you vote not guilty and mm-hmm. just refuse to budge.
Yes.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Okay, we are out of time, but I want everybody to go to freekenthovine.com, freekenthovine.com. And the trial on Monday, where, what time, so people can join you there, sir?
At 9 o'clock Monday morning at the federal courthouse, which is on Palafox downtown, 100 North Palafox. The original courthouse we were in has been condemned now, full of mold. Right after my trial, they shut it down. I smell Exodus in that one, but we'll see how that works out. Anyway,
okay.
Appreciate your prayers, and keep the gospel going out. That's more important than trial or jail or anything else. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Kent. Boy, what a stand-up person. Ladies and gentlemen, he is standing and then standing. Now, that is the kind of person that deserves our respect. Not the people on TV playing sports who make millions and millions of dollars, but the people like Kent Hovine who are standing on issues. Standing on issues, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I just cannot thank Rudy enough for letting me know about the trial coming up. And we opened an account, the Power Hour opened an account so that we could have Kent on the program to pay for his phone call. But there are things that you can do to help support them because they're going to need money to make phone calls. And do you realize how expensive it is to make a phone call from prison? It's very expensive. So if you can donate at docfog@earthlink.net, docfog@earthlink.net, I mean, Kent Hovine's case is a done deal. I mean, the man deserves to be out of prison. He deserves not to be spending this time in prison. He needs to be home. He's not a danger to himself or anyone else. He deserves to be home. And anything that you can do to support him in this, oh my gosh, it's just the right thing to do. Absolutely the right thing to do. Buy the tapes, the videotapes. That's one way you can support them. Buy the creation set. It is phenomenal. That DVD set is absolutely, I mean, if you thought there was true evolution before, you won't after you see that. He has done a marvelous job in presenting the truth. So please, please support Kent Hovind. Tomorrow we're going to be talking to Pete and Doreen Hendrickson. Another issue with the court cases. And then we'll be joined with Cynthia McKinney, and we'll be talking about the Baltimore riots with her. She is talking about stopping police terrorism. So we'll be talking to her. And then James Fetzer, which I've already received some warnings about having him on the program tomorrow, given the fact that he's going to be talking about Jade Helm. So it's going to get down and dirty with Jade Helm tomorrow. You may or may not believe that it's a real issue. I think after what he has to say, it may surprise you. On Wednesday, Lou Paradise will be joining us about Topperson and Ellen Brown on the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and what she says is the death of the Republic. I want to take a couple of phone calls now. So if you have something that's burning on your heart that you'd like to say in support of Kent Hovine, because I couldn't take any phone calls with him because we can't do conference calls from a prison, So if you would like to say something in support of Kent Hovind, the phone number is 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. You know, you think of all the charges that have been leveled, criminal charges almost, that have been leveled against the Clintons from Whitewater on down. And they've not been found guilty of anything. Look at the massive amount of money involved in probably all kinds of alleged fraud. And what happens? Nothing. And someone like Kent Hovind, who's just trying to tell people about evolution, that it's not the real deal, that God did create this earth and he wants us to know it. And what happens to him? 10 years in prison. Listeners, we need to support him. What does Scripture say about taking care of the prisoners? Think about that. Clothing those that need it. Feeding those that need it. Let's go to Dr. Jones from North Carolina. Doc Jones, welcome to the Power Hour. You're on the air today. Go ahead, please, sir.
Good morning, Joyce. Just wanted to give a quick couple notes. Kent Hovind was perfectly correct. The issue is jurisdiction, and I don't know if you've ever had him, but I think Mark Stevens would be an excellent guest for you. I've learned from Mark Stevens, and I'm using his methods to help people here in North Carolina deal with courts. Doesn't matter what the tickets are. We simply get the prosecutor and judge to admit there's no jurisdiction. Ask them for the evidence of jurisdiction. If you want, I can hold over. Otherwise,
please do. Stay right there. Stay right there. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with Doc Jones in North Carolina. Glad you're back in the country. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley.
In the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Just a comment here from William Raymond, real quickly before we go back to Doc Jones. He said, Kent is correct. He said, when I was in jail, this is William Raymond, he was asked where he resided. I told them I sojourned at Salem. Language is absolutely critical, in my view, is the beast's main trap. Thank you very much for William for that. All right, go ahead, please, Dr. Jones.
All right, again, in the legal system, let's think simply about like traffic tickets and what Kent Hovind said. If a quote-unquote Mexican police officer came across the border in Texas, people wouldn't think that they would have to obey their orders, pay a fine, etc. Similarly, it doesn't matter where you are in the United States, when a police officer says you're speeding, you didn't have your seatbelt, etc., they still must prove that the laws apply to you. And Mark Stevens has discovered this, and he has helped people all over the world, much less the United States. And again, I'm doing the same thing here in North Carolina.
Would you email me, Dr. Jones, and let me find out how to get a hold of Mark Stevens? Okay,
I did that earlier. But you simply, we submit a motion to dismiss and a discovery motion and say to the police officer, prosecutor, please provide the evidence that the laws apply to the accused. Now, and typically people will say, oh, someone's a citizen. But the police officer doesn't know you're a citizen. And actually, as Kent Hovind said, there really are no citizens. I wrote a law review article on this, got published. That's a different story. But they'll say you're a citizen. Well, they can say it all they want, but they still have to have evidence to prove it. Your birth certificate, as we know, is not evidence from personal firsthand knowledge. They don't know where it is, et cetera. So, again, please contact Mark Stevens. I know your staff can find him. I sent you an email. People who are listening should do the same.
Okay, and make sure you've got my new email address, but send it to thepowerhour at thepowerhour.com. I just want to remind everybody that you are an attorney, and this has become a passion of yours. That plus the vaccination issue is a huge passion of yours, and we certainly respect that and appreciate it.
Right, right. And again, and I'm going to send you some more personal stuff, but again, it's so nice to hear your voice. I'm so happy to hear you, because I know you've been struggling with your health, and I just don't know how many people who listen know your whole story, and I really want to help get that out. But again, thank you again, and people should contact Mark Stevens and find out what's going on, and we got to challenge jurisdiction. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Good points. Francis, North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Joyce.
Hey there.
Just so you know, I tried to email a question to you so you could ask Kent directly about this. So I'll go ahead and give it to you now. When this person, whether it was an attorney or lawyer or whatever, that advised him about the legal letter as a warning or whatever, they was to be mail fraud, can Kent not sue that person for bad legal advising?
Well, I certainly don't know. I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know if that, you know, is relevant or not. I just don't know. I mean, I'm certain that he spends a lot of time thinking about these issues, though, in prison. So
okay.
I can't answer the question. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Annette.
One.
Thank you. Annette in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Annette.
Joyce, Kent should have made a distinction between location and residence, which would have helped us to understand the jurisdiction issue. The big question is, are we under the Constitution for the United States of America, or are we under the corporation called the United States, established in 1871?
Good point. Thank you very much, Annette, for the phone call. Y'all, thank you for this wonderful show today. Thank you for being able to support people, help people, and please support us at the Power Mall. You have no idea how much we need it. We really need your support. Please purchase. All I can say is give us a call, 877-817-8255. 9829. You all have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.